This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The deadly attack on a concert hall near Moscow was conducted by Islamist militants, but the shooting fits in a wider campaign of intimidation by Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday. Putin said the investigation underway into the mass shooting had to be conducted, quote, professionally, objectively, and without political bias to determine who was behind the attack. Ukraine denies any involvement in the attack. The United Nations Security Council adopted a resolution on Monday demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants Hamas and the release of all hostages after the United States abstained from the vote. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A crucial vote at the UN Security Council on Monday laid bare the friction between the U.S. and its ally Israel over the war in Gaza. Previously, the United States had vetoed three Security Council resolutions over the fighting in Gaza as Israel pressed its offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian enclave. But as civilian deaths continued to climb and the humanitarian situation deepened into deadly famine, U.S. President Joe Biden began to press Israel to reach a truce that would allow food and medicine to reach the more than 2 million civilians trapped in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The U.S. State Department on Monday said it was surprising and unfortunate that an Israeli delegation decided not to attend scheduled talks this week after the U.S. abstained from the U.N. vote demanding an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller added a full-scale invasion of Rafah in southern Gaza would be a mistake and would weaken Israel's security.